KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Former President Jacob Zuma believes the case against his daughter is intended to settle political scores. Duduzile Zuma Sambutla appeared in the Durban Magistrates Court today on terrorism-related charges over her alleged involvement in the 2021 unrest. At the height of the riots, she made several social media posts that have been viewed as having fueled the unrest in KZN and Gauteng. Zuma Sambutla has denied any role in inciting the violence. The unrest broke out around the time her father was jailed for contempt of court. The former president told supporters outside court that the case was a blatant abuse of power by the state. He says those who should be blamed for the civil unrest are the people who arrested him without any opportunity to tell his side of the story in court.
How is it illegal to treat ICU? My daughter was venting her dissatisfaction on the injustice her father faced. I was paying close attention in court to find out what offense she had committed, but she merely tweeted, "We see you." There's no mention of any crime she committed. What kind of a democracy is this?
Several people are recovering in hospital after they were involved in an accident near Lamontville in Durban. It's believed the driver of the car lost control on Mobeni Heights Drive. It overturned and landed on the side of the road. Gareth Jemison of Airless Paramedic says the vehicle was transporting workers to a construction site.
A total of eight workers had sustained various injuries, ranging from moderate to serious. At this stage, the events leading up to the collision is unknown. However, SAPS were in attendance and will be investigating further.
Two Chinese nationals and 22 Malawians suspected of violating immigration and RICA laws are being kept behind bars. They were nabbed in Newcastle earlier this week. Officers were tipped off about possible human trafficking activity at a truck stop. The KZN Hawks' Sibungani says the Malawians were in court today, while the two Chinese are expected to apply for bail next week.
It was established that the suspects were manufacturing SIM cards in violation of the regulation of interception of communications and provision of communication related information act, which is RICA.
And in the U.S., a recovery center has been set up to receive the remains of the victims of the Washington plane crash. A passenger aircraft collided mid-air with a military helicopter. Both aircraft plummeted into the Potomac River. Officials say they don't expect to find any survivors. Three soldiers were on board the Black Hawk chopper, and 60 passengers and four crew were on the American Airlines flight from Kansas. The mayor of Wichita, Lily Wu, has asked people to support each other.
At this time, our community needs to come together to support the family members who have been impacted, to come together in honor of those individuals on that flight.
Durban 31 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 35, Richards Bay 33. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.